Thursday night, we're going to be showing the movie Bully for our Choose Respect event. And we're going to have a little discussion afterwards to just, it's a pretty impactful movie, so we want to give people an opportunity to discuss it, see how they felt about it, and we'll have cookies there, so it'll be good.
You've already seen the movie. What's it like?
It's really impactful. You know, there's a quote in there that, you know, boys will be boys, and that's kind of the response that a lot of people feel about bullying, and that it's just something you have to go through, but there's things that we can do, and you don't have to be just a bystander, and you can step in and help.
Is it targeted at parents, kids, both, community members?
I think community members is the best. Everyone has an impact. You know, there's the parents can do things, other kids, you know, if you don't feel comfortable intervening in that way, you can tell a teacher, and you know, there's a lot of things that you can do.
Sonny, you haven't seen the movie yet.
I have, actually.
You have, okay.
It's been a while. Okay. I wanted to add to that, I guess, that, you know, in deciding to show this video, which is maybe not what people normally think about when they think about WAVE, they usually think about maybe domestic violence or sexual assault, but Annette was saying earlier that, you know, we have actually started to think a bit differently. We changed the name of the organization to Working Against Violence for Everyone, and that is more than just a name change. It's trying to think about the roots of the violence that we see, and a lot of that includes the way we see kids interacting with each other. So deciding to show this movie was sort of stepping out of maybe that traditional role for WAVE a little bit and trying to get people talking and thinking about how our whole culture, you know, allows the kind of violence that goes on between people.
And this is the Choose Respect event for Petersburg for the Thursday.
Yeah, and the Chamber, who've always been great supporters, are going to be providing treats again, and somebody is coming down from the governor's office.
Rachel Garnett is going to come down from the Matsu Valley.
Okay.
And she used to work with the chief of police with sexual assault victims in their SART team, I believe.
We should add about the movie is PG-13.
Okay.
Maybe I'll let Annette say what.
PG-13, there are some tough issues. It talks about a boy who's committed suicide, so that could be impactful for some younger children. I would like my son, who's 9, to attend, but, you know, it's each parent's discretion as to what you feel is comfortable. But it really is impactful to see the movie, and I hope that parents feel comfortable bringing their children there.
And then have a discussion afterwards, probably, with their kids, either in the group or on their own.
Correct, yeah.
Definitely. If people go home and have talks with their kids about this, this will be exactly what we were hoping for. So whether the kids come along or not.
The WAVE office, you've been in a new location for a little while now, and people are finding you okay? And
yeah, we've got quite a bit of traffic going by that bridge. It's kind of interesting, you know, being on Singley Alley. I really didn't think anyone ever walked down that bridge, but it's a little busy little street there, so it's great.
No, we're really happy to have a hospitable space for people to be able to stop in and talk when they want, and we're really happy to have Annette there basically full time now. So that's a place that if people want to, we should tell them about the chat room too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is what?
We just redesigned our website, and we now have the option to chat with an advocate online. So if you don't feel comfortable calling over the phone, you can chat with us online. If we're not there, you can leave a message and we'll email you back.